אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, Amit. Here are some stories from this week's Australian Jewish News. A Jewish communal figure, Andy Cooper, was recently honored with an invitation to meet King Charles and President Joe Biden at Windsor Castle, where he announced a $750 million investment plan to combat climate change. The Sydney-based South African-Australian entrepreneur, who is the founder and CEO of Leapfrog Investments, was one of only 20 global CEOs and chairs who were invited to join King Charles and President Biden to discuss their shared passion of protecting our environment. Cooper told the Jewish News he was also invited, or mainly invited, because the companies that Leapfrog has backed and built have now reached 450 million people with healthcare, financial services, or climate solutions, which equates to 5% of the entire world's population. So he said, we have a distinctive perspective to share on how to raise and invest capital and how to back businesses that enable people to adopt new tools and technologies that change their lives along with their communities and the environment. US Special Envoy on Climate Change John Kerry and UK Secretary of State Energy Security Minister Grant Shapps took the opportunity to convene a climate finance mobilisation forum around the meeting with the leaders present, who together oversee trillions of dollars and who have been at the forefront of finding and investing in solutions to climate change. Cooper said, we then reported back to the King and the President together, as well as meeting with each of them individually to chart a path forward. Our discussion focused mainly on developing countries. Cooper described King Charles as warmer than he expected a monarch to be, not at all distant and strikingly well-informed about my work. And he said, President Biden has a wonderful sense of humor. As you can imagine, President Biden has that charismatic ability to make you feel like the center of attention, Cooper said. He said the pomp and ceremony at Windsor Castle at the event was as extensive as you might imagine. But he joked, I'm not sure the lunch, nosh, was as good as at the Cremorne Shul Kiddush or the sausage sizzle at Emmanuel School. But maybe I'm a little bit biased.
And that's Andy Cooper, one of just 20 global CEOs and chairs who were invited to join King Charles and President Biden to discuss protecting the environment. To a different topic now, and to anti-Semitism, which seems to make more headlines these days with some more reports of anti-Semitic incidents.
Yes, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria President Daniel Agion has declared that, quote, one incident of anti-Semitism in a Victorian school is too many. He said this after disturbing reports of anti-Semitic incidents, including Nazi salutes, offensive memes, and physical assaults, were reported in The Age newspaper last weekend. The shocking revelations have prompted calls for immediate action to address the rising instances of discrimination and hatred within educational institutions. In the report, several Jewish students bravely shared their experiences with The Age, shining a spotlight on the reality they face within their own schools. One Jewish student described incidents where individuals made Heil Hitler salutes, and he was subjected to physical assault, including being held down, hit, and kicked, while another student attempted to draw a swastika on his leg. Brighton Secondary student Jackie Rosen also faced anti-Semitic bullying, with anti-Semitic memes being sent to her and having notes thrown at her that read, Jewish rat. Her mum, Adi Rosen, told the Jewish News Jackie was sent horrifying, vile photos. And in regards to the response of the school, Adi Rosen said, no one said the word anti-Semitism, but me, they refused to let that word cross their mind. It was just horrible. We received no support at all. She then explained that incidents would keep happening, and each time the school would call it an isolated incident. She said if the school did something in front of the class and said this will not be tolerated or kids would be expelled, then I'm sure that the other kids would think twice. And if it's a matter of ignorance, then something is wrong with your education program. According to the Age's report, the disturbing incidents are not isolated cases. Rather, they are part of a pattern that has been unfolding across several state schools in Victoria. Dvir Abramovich, chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission, who was first approached by the family of the victims, said these cases are just the tip of the iceberg and are symptomatic of something very troubling that is taking place in Victoria. Since the beginning of Term 2, an anti-Semitism training program has been made available to all Victorian school staff at no cost, Agion said. This program was developed by the Department of Education and the Jewish Community Council of Victoria with expert input from the Jewish Museum of Australia and the ARC Centre. And the Jewish Council of Victoria is urging all teachers in Victorian schools to undertake this training. A Department of Education spokesperson told the Jewish News, any anti-Semitic behaviour in schools is distressing and disturbing and taken extremely seriously, and we're working closely with the Victorian Jewish community to strengthen our zero-tolerance approach to anti-Semitism. Federal Member for McNamara Josh Burns shared his thoughts on these incidents online, saying the reported incidents of anti-Semitic bullying are deeply disturbing. He said we must stand united against bigotry, hate and discrimination, working together to create an inclusive and tolerant space for all, especially school kids.
It looks like that there are more reports of anti-Semitism around Australia and more members of the Jewish community reported to the authorities, an increase from previous years.
Yeah, there certainly has been for the last few years, especially during COVID. There was a lot of incidents that were reported to police, reported to us, reported to Anti-Defamation Commission and the Jewish Council, Community Council of Victoria, and also in Sydney to the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, who have established a portal for these kind of incidents, and they receive several contacts every week, which is very, very sad. But yeah, certainly I think it's on the increase. And in Victoria, it seems to be in Melbourne, maybe not more incidents, but more serious even incidents that even go to beyond bullying, but in some cases, you know, physical abuse. So yeah, very distressing.
And just a reminder, where should one go if he or she experienced any sort of anti-Semitic incidents or inappropriate behavior?
Yeah, they could go contact the Anti-Defamation Commission or the Jewish Communal Council of Victoria, or in Sydney, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.
Thanks, Shane. What else is making headlines on this week's edition?
So in a recent incident that has sparked widespread debate and condemnation, animal rights activist Tash Peterson has drawn parallels between the Holocaust and the animal suffering caused by the meat and dairy industry. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin told the Jewish News, the life of an animal is not equal to that of a human being. It requires complete immaturity or absolute indoctrination to think otherwise. Peterson, who calls herself a disruptive animal rights activist, was charged last week by Western Australia Police after she and a group of fellow animal rights activists stormed a Perth restaurant playing the sounds of squealing pigs and shouting, quote, the sounds you hear now are pigs screaming for their lives in CO2 gas chambers, and you are responsible for their murder if you are not vegan. Acknowledging the criticism she has received, Peterson said, people are often outraged when I call it the animal Holocaust. And the reason for this is simply because they are non-human animals. That's exactly the issue at hand. Our society discriminates and oppresses others for being a different species to us. They are sentient individuals and have the desire to live, and they feel pain and suffering. But Rivkin explained that treatment of animals and humane methods of slaughter are serious matters, but rather than sparking a discussion, this sort of activism only fuels contempt for these activists and complete indifference to the issues they are supposedly caring about.
Animal rights activist Tash Peterson drawing parallels between the Holocaust and the animal suffering caused by the meat and dairy industry. Let's move on to the next story, and Milton Dick, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and his visit to Israel.
Yes, Speaker of the House of Representatives Milton Dick said, it is a great honour and privilege to be leading a bipartisan Australian parliamentary delegation to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Also part of the delegation are Labor MPs Michelle Ananda Raja and Tania Lawrence, as well as Independent Zoe Daniel. This is the first time an Australian speaker has led such a high-level delegation, Dick wrote on social media. Our delegation was warmly welcomed to the Knesset by Speaker Amir Ohana, and I was honoured to lay a wreath at the Gull Ed Memorial and sign the guest book on behalf of the Australian Parliament. The delegation also travelled to Be'er Sheva and the Commonwealth War Cemetery, where Dick laid a wreath on behalf of the Australian Parliament, remembering our fallen soldiers in the Battle of Be'er Sheva during the First World War.
And that's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Milton Dick, saying it is a great honour and privilege to be leading a bipartisan Australian parliamentary delegation to Israel. Find a full story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Let's talk a little about sports, and it's the Women World Cup, Shane.
Yes, since, of course, it's the start of the FIFA Women's World Cup at the moment, and Australia is in it. First of all, Maccabi FC Caulfield's inspirational mother's team, they called the Mummy Bees, they may be tempted to rename themselves the Mactildas, at least for the next 6 weeks, because the team enjoyed the thrill of playing a 5-on-5 match in front of 55,000 Matildas fans at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne last Friday during the halftime entertainment in the FIFA Women's World Cup warm-up match between Australia and France. They were selected by Football Victoria for the big occasion as a reward for making so much progress in their first season within their club, district and association to promote women's football as part of Football Victoria's Game Changer program. One of the players, Emily Jian, was impressed just looking around at the huge crowd, how many young fans the Matildas had, and especially young girls. She said female representation in sport is so important, and so it is for our club. After all, you cannot be what you cannot see. Still on soccer, Israeli men's national team member Manor Salomon, signed by Tottenham Hotspur just weeks ago, made his debut for Tottenham on Australian soil last Tuesday night in Perth. The Tottenham Hotspur's new Australian coach, Ange Postecoglou, gave the 23-year-old, who played for Fulham last season, plenty of game time in the off-season tour match against West Ham at Optus Stadium, and he played really, really well. Although the Spurs lost 2-3, they dominated their opponents, and Manor Salomon had several shots at goal. He told the media post-match that it's an honour to be able to play with the Spurs and England's captain Harry Kane, and he commented on social media, "I'm happy to make my debut for this club. Thank you for your amazing support in Australia." So well done, Manor Salomon. And that's all for this week's Australian Jewish News.
Great, Shane Desyatnik. Thank you so much and speak to you next time.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.